Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The signing of the Constitution was, of course, not the end of many Americans' struggle for freedom. It took nearly 80 more years to abolish slavery and more than 130 years for women to achieve the right to vote. Our guest commentator, Beth Olenoff, reminds us of our region's connections to that fight.
Remember the ladies is the message Abigail Adams urged on her husband John Adams as he sat in the Continental Congress in 1776, deciding upon the course for a new nation. But the ladies were not remembered in 1776 in the Declaration of Independence, nor in 1787 with the adoption of the new country's constitution, nor when the 15th Amendment was adopted in 1870, granting the right to vote to all citizens, read men, regardless of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. The ladies finally took matters into their own hands. As we observe Constitution Day today, it behooves us to remember the ladies who struggled, marched, and even went to jail to obtain this most basic civil right for the women of America. Today, Susan B. Anthony is probably the best-known American suffragist. She and her suffragist sisters, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Lucretia Mott, and Lucy Stone, campaigned tirelessly throughout the second half of the 19th century for women's right to vote. But by 1900, women had the vote in only four Western states. By 1910, the movement for national women's suffrage had stalled. It took a slight, quiet Quaker woman from New Jersey to turn up the heat. In March 1913, 28-year-old Alice Paul organized an 8,000-strong public march in Washington, D.C., demanding women have the right to vote nationwide. Many in the crowd of more than 250,000, mostly men, became ugly, grabbing banners, toppling floats, and spitting on, pinching, and groping the women marchers. The police did nothing, and the federal cavalry had to be called to restore order in the city. In January 1917, Paul took her fight to the gates of the White House. Paul and her silent sentinels maintained an almost constant vigil for 18 months in front of the White House. The White House finally had enough of the protesters and began arresting them in June of that year. And on November 15, 1917, suffragists endured what was later called the Night of Terror at Occoquan Workhouse in Virginia. Under orders from the superintendent, guards with clubs brutalized 33 jailed suffragists. Suffrage supporters were able to turn the barbaric treatment of Paul and the other jailed suffragists into sympathy for their cause. Finally, Wilson announced his support for the federal suffrage amendment to the United States Constitution. Congress passed the amendment in June 1919, and it was ratified and signed into law on August 26, 1920. It seems inconceivable to us today that women would not have the right to vote, to own property in their own names, or to be admitted on equal terms to schools, jobs, and professions. But without the struggle, perseverance, suffering, and dedication of Alice Paul and her fellow suffragists, it might have taken much longer to obtain these rights. And so we honor and remember the ladies. I'm Beth Olenoff.
Beth Olenoff is Program Director of Vision 2020. It's a coalition of organizations and individuals working towards equality for women.